Good afternoon and welcome to the Marcus Today End of Day Report. My name is Henry Jennings. It is Monday, the 18th of March. And as usual, with all the information contained in this report, it is general advice only. So please do your own research. Contact your own financial advisor regarding any of the thoughts, ideas or insights in this report. And if you like what you hear on this free podcast, we'd love to have you as part of the Marcus Today community. You can sign on at marcustoday.com.au for a free two-week trial. And we'd love to show you our wares, what we can do for you, help you build your wealth, help you manage your wealth. And also there's some great features like the Facebook discussion group exclusive for members, as well as the members' exclusive podcast every day. All right, well, enough of the ads. Let's go to the scores and the doors. And we have the ASX 200 fighting back from early losses, up 5.5 points, 0.07. A James Bond, 76.75.8. We opened at 76.73.2. We had a high of 76.79.5 and a low of 76.42. Not a massive trading range, pretty quiet day all round as we await the RBA tomorrow and, of course, the Fed later this week, the Bank of Japan tomorrow, the Bank of England Thursday as well. So plenty going on this week for central banks. And, of course, that will push us and shove us all over the place. But today, it was a good fight back from the banking sector, which was easier earlier. Came back with a little bit of a bump. We had CBA up 0.8, ANZ up 0.6, and NABs up 0.7. The big bank basket up 0.7% to $205.68. All that negativity that we saw last week from Macquarie and UBS forgiven for one day, but not in the REIT sector today. We had Goodman Group down 3.6%, Centre Group down 1.8%, and Stockland down 1.3%, so a big slide today in those REITs. Industrials, pretty firm across the board, although there were pockets of weakness. One of those sectors of weakness was the mining services sector. We saw WOR, that is Worley, they were down 1.3%, Monadelphous down 0.8%, Johns Lyng Group down 1% as well. Maybe some of the fallout from BHP closing down part of their nickel production and laying off 25% of the workforce there in Western Australia, affecting those mining services companies. Industrials generally were better. We had Qantas up 2.2% today. The tech sector a little bit better. WiseTech up 0.1 and Xero up 0.2. Car sales up 0.6% as well. Looking over into the resource space, well, a little bit of a mixed picture, really. BHP and Rio fought back from early losses. BHP unchanged on the day. Rio up 0.5, but Fortescue still under a little bit of pressure. Some broker downgrades coming through for that one, down 1.1%. Lithium stocks, though, a little bit higher. Mineral Resources up 0.4, Pilbara up 0.3, and IGO up 3.4% as well. South 32, which commented on the cyclone effect from Megan on their manganese production. They were up 4.6% today. Gold stock somewhat mixed. We had Evolution up 0.9, Remelius up 1.3, and the likes of Latin Resources, or rather Liontown, up 3.2%. Latin Resources was actually down 2.3%. A little bit of a mixed picture in the oil and gas sector with Woodside down 1%, Santos up 0.3%. In corporate news today, we did see ABB, that's Aussie Broadband. They were ordered, they're looking at having to divest part of their holding in Superloop, having breached Singaporean corporate law there. We also saw Mineral Resources acquiring Poseidon Nickel's concentrator plant, but nothing much on the economic front, at least here today. But we did get stronger than expected Chinese data coming out, so that was certainly good, and that helped the market. The growth bump may dent urgency for more stimulus, so we are seeing a little bit of evidence that the Chinese economy started off in 2024 in a better shape than some had anticipated. Of course, it's all about the BOJ tomorrow, and we do have the Nikkei at the moment up 2.4%, Hang Seng up 0.2%, and we have the Chinese market as well doing better. That is up 0.7%. Currently, 10-year yields, Let's look at those in terms of the Aussie. 4.11 down a little bit there. And US futures, we've got NASDAQ futures up around 0.5% and Dow futures up around 24 points. So a little bit of a positive start anticipated for the US market following on from those bounces in China and Japan. All right, looking at the winners for Grinners today, let's go through the big stocks and the big winners. Bravura, BVS, up 6.2%, 3 million shares traded there. Zip, they just keep on trudging away higher, 137 now, up 5.8%, 26 million shares traded. Tabcorp bouncing back from that shocking end to last week following the resignation of the CEO, up 4.8%, 6 million shares traded there. South32 up 4.7%, 27 million shares traded in that one today. And Iluka up 3.8% on 3 million shares. In the naughty corner today, let's look at the ones on the naughty step. We have ARU, Arafura, down 14.9%, 31 million shares traded today. Weebit Nano, also under a little bit of pressure today, down 8.7%, 2 million shares traded today, and they did have a presentation out as well. SPR, not one that we normally come across, but that is a gold stock. Spartan Resources, down 7.9%, 5 million shares traded there. Strike Exploration, down 7.7%, 13 million shares. Clinuvale in the biotech sector, down 7.4% today. CUV is the stock code there. Only announcement was the update on the buyback, which is currently on at the moment. They did announce that last week. Vulcan Energy also easing back 7.3%. They did have a bit of a rise last week. 1 million shares traded there. Positive sectors today. Well, it was the banks, insurers. Retail did okay. Gaming as well did okay. But in the negative sectors, we had the REITs, mining services, healthcare as well. The big bank basket rallying to $205.68, up 0.7%. The Alltech index up 0.1%. Gold eased to $3,269. Aussie, an ounce. Bitcoin rose slightly to $68,825. The 10-year yield steady at 4.11%. Aussie dollar at the moment, that is currently trading around 65 as well. Asian markets we've talked about, and NASDAQ and Dow futures both in positive territory at the moment. NASDAQ, the best of them, up 84 points currently. Major movers and shakers that we haven't talked about, we had Deep Yellow doing well today. They were in the deep green, up 3.4%. We had Race Oncology up 9% as well, after the appointment of the CFO, a new CFO, and uranium stocks. Alligator Energy also doing well, 7.7% higher. Bannerman up 6.7%. And Carnaby Resources, which we wrote up this morning in the copper space, having written up Xanadu on Friday with a big 28% run on Friday. Carnaby up nearly 15%. Clearly somebody reads the Marcus Today newsletter in the mornings. On the loser side of the equation, we did see that Superloop's share price slip back 6.4%, and Proteomics, PIQ, not having a particularly good day today. They had a bit of an update with the US and the pro market update. They slipped 24.5% on a million shares. AGY also not doing well today. Argosy Minerals down 11.1%. There was a bit of a sell-off in some of the battery tech stocks. As far as speculative stock of the day goes, that was Dorsavi. DVL is the stock code. 26.7% higher. It has announced that it's added real-time tracking to its AI-powered facial recognition platform. We saw 82 million shares traded today. They opened at 1.8 cents. They had a high of 3.2. A low of that 1.8 cents and closing at 1.9 cents, up 26.7%. In company announcements today, we did see South32, the operations at Groote Eylandt manganese mines, temporarily suspended due to tropical cyclone Megan. Mineral Resources is acquiring the Lake Johnston nickel concentrator plant and tenure from Poseidon Nickel. It's paying $1 million after a binding heads of agreement, $6.5 million more on completion of the sale, and another $7.5 million 12 months after completion. That is buy now, pay later at its finest. We also saw Wildcat Resources, half yearly report, net loss of 6.2 million. And we had Southern Cross Media. A1N has revised its non-binding indicative proposal, increasing share exchange ratio to 0.87 post-merger. Chairman Rob Murray and Director Glenn Borum also to retire. In some of the headlines from overseas, holdings of iron ore at ports in China have been building up, pointing to ample supplies. Inventories swelled to 140.9 million tonnes last week, which is the highest level in more than a year. But we did see strength in factory output and investment at the start of the year. Industrial output rose 7% in January and February from the same period a year ago. And the urban jobless rate in China was 5.3%, up from 5.1%. Investment in property development fell 9%. And in Japan, 90% of Bank of Japan watchers see the risk of authorities ending the negative rate on Tuesday at the meeting's conclusion. Bank of England set to hold rates at 5.25 on Thursday. And Mike Lynch goes on trial in the US over the Silicon Valley's largest fraud. And that is about it for me today. Thanks very much for listening. Have a great evening. We'll be back again tomorrow, of course, to do it all again.